dear listeners, and welcome to episode number 20 of My Little Globe. Tomorrow in 4 weeks, it's Christmas. At least over here, because we celebrate on the 24th, but even if you celebrate on the 25th, in approximately 4 weeks, it is the day. Isn't that exciting? Like, I'm very much of a Christmas person, I must say. I know not everyone is, but for me, it's just special. Also, because of the gifts. Now, when I was a kid, I always wrote wish lists that I put next to the window, because over here, baby Jesus comes as an angel to bring us the gifts. So it's not Santa Claus. Anyhow, we put those wish lists next to the window so baby Jesus could come and get them in order to get us the things we wished for. My mom always told me that it was not possible to get everything you wish for, you know. But in the end, she somehow managed to always get me everything. Like, I don't remember one single year where I didn't get everything that was on that list. Now, looking back, of course, I suppose my mom just knew how to make me write the things on my lists that she really could afford and give me for Christmas. But that way, it was always very, very nice, you know, to see that baby Jesus brought all of these presents just for me. So until today, for me, Christmas is very closely related to gifts. Now, as an adult, of course, it's more related to giving gifts than to getting them, but it's a very, very important part for me of this whole event, and even of other occasions. I just love giving gifts. Now, of course, in the past years, there was this notion of people, you know, rather not giving gifts anymore for Christmas because they don't want to support this modern consumer society, or they just feel so stressed because they feel like they have to give gifts, and then they run all around the city super stressed in order to get the last gifts that they're missing. But I just have a very different approach to this whole giving gifts thing. So as I said, I love giving gifts. Like, seriously, I'm always so excited about this. And this is probably because I just take it in a different way. Now, all year round, I keep my eyes wide open for things or items that might be perfect for friends of mine or family members, because most of the times, you just wander around a city or a market or something like that, and an item will just catch your eye because it reminds you of somebody. And this will be the item that I will definitely buy, because the next birthday or the next Christmas will eventually come. So it happens very often that in January, I just buy a gift for a friend who has birthday in November or December or something like that. And that way, I very rarely am stressed about gifts because I always have some in store. So it happens a lot that in those cases, when I get my gifts in January and I have to wait until November to give them to that certain person, I am excited all year round, just, you know, just because I know that they will love what they will get. And this is it. It's not giving gifts just for giving gifts. So many people tend to buy something just to have something for a certain person. But truth is, I believe, you know, you should really try and get them something that is for them, that practically shouts their name, you know. There are such things, basically for almost everyone, I guess. So as you might have guessed, I always have all my Christmas presents ready super early in the year. So around October, I already get excited. I write down a list of all the people I want to give gifts to for Christmas. And then I check if I really do have gifts for each and everyone already. And if not, I still have a lot of time to get one, right? So this is basically why I don't understand how people can always be so stressed and get their gifts like 2 days before Christmas or 1 day before Christmas, because I feel like you know that Christmas is coming, right? It's not like it's a big surprise, is it? And there's nothing wrong with just buying gifts super early. Of course, they need some space, but it's not like you're always buying, I don't know, a TV for someone. So you can totally buy it and just, you know, keep it stored at home until it's time to give it away as a gift. I also noticed that giving gifts for me is just a way to show that I care about these people. And the other way around, of course, for me, it's difficult to see that people who, you know, prefer not to give me anything will care about me, because I always feel like, well, if you cared, it wouldn't be such a burden for you, because I just feel like this is such a very sad approach of, you know, giving gifts if it's just something you have to do. It's a burden. It's nothing you like doing. I think that's so sad, because for me, it's just so exciting. Usually, at the end of November, I already have all my gifts wrapped up and prepared, and they just, you know, they function as a decoration for the whole rest of the Christmas time until I give them away, which is super, super nice. I always have this tower of gifts in my room, ready to be given to the receivers, and I'm always very, very excited about that. And I'm super excited about wrapping up my gifts. Like, that's a huge event for me. Every November, it's like, okay, now I sit down and I do something that I really love, which is wrapping up those gifts. Now, this year, I still don't have them ready because this week is my exam week. So after this week, the first thing I will do is to sit down and get my gifts ready for this year, even if they will be just for my family members, I'm afraid, because with the whole COVID situation, I guess I won't see many of my friends before Christmas. But anyhow, you know, I have something for them, of course. So I will wrap everything up and see who I will meet before Christmas. Now, I feel like one reason why people don't want to give gifts is because they don't know what to give. So practically, they don't know what to get for their friends and their family members. And this, I think, is just a listening issue. An acting teacher of mine always said, if you go to watch a play and you walk out and you didn't like a single thing about the play, you didn't do your job as an audience. And I always compare this to the gift-giving thing. If you don't know what to give your friends and family, you kind of didn't do your job as a friend or family member at listening or just, you know, being attentive. Because usually there are always moments when people just tell you what they like. Maybe they don't say, oh, I like this, but you will see it from their actions or some other statements they make. And maybe they don't tell you, I want this for Christmas. But somehow they tell you in a different way. And it's your job to perceive these things and to see those things and to collect them and to remember them, which is the worst part of all the things for me, because whenever someone says something and I, in that moment, I'm like, oh yeah, that you have to think of that next time you look for gifts. I tend to forget those things, so I have to write them down somewhere. But anyhow, every time I get in that situation of not knowing what to get someone, I feel like, gosh, I didn't do my job. I'm not a very good friend if I don't even know anything. Like, I don't have any idea what I could get that person. Another reason why some people don't like giving gifts is because they always see the economical value of the things. So they feel like, okay, if they get me something that is worth 50 euros, I have to give something back that is worth the same amount of money. And I see things very differently. Now, first of all, for me, the value, like the economical value of the gift, is not the actual value of the gift. And secondly, an expensive gift is not automatically a good gift. In many cases, I actually feel like it's the other way around. For me, a good gift is a personal one. And personal gifts can actually be super cheap. Actually, last year, when this guy I had an affair with on board of that ship left the ship, he gave me a perfume as a gift. And I was super upset about it. I was basically pretty angry because he knew what gifts meant to me. And I made a huge effort to give him a great and personal gift. And then he just went to the boutique that was on the ship. He didn't even, you know, he didn't even make the effort of going off board and getting me something somewhere in some port. He just went up to that boutique and he got me a perfume. And I know this wasn't cheap. It was in fact expensive, but still I was super upset because I was like, well, after so many months, you don't know anything more personal than a perfume? And I confronted him, actually. I told him that I was not very happy with this choice. And he said, but why? It was so expensive. Like, it's valuable. But, well, to me, it was not. It was not valuable because it was not thoughtful. And a good gift has to be thoughtful. One of the best gifts I got in the last years were actually, for example, a few picture frames that my mom composed of different pictures of me on my favorite island, Mallorca. So me as a little kid drinking from a glass and me as an adult drinking from a glass. And the same with singing and dancing. And it's just very lovely and it's great. And it's nothing of great economical value. But for me, it's super valuable. Because it's so personal and it's something that I can, you know, see every day. And another great gift was actually from my dad when he decided to make me a calendar where each month there was a picture of me on stage, which was kind of, it was just amazing. It was great and it was the best he could have given me. And another great thing was, for example, when my ex-boyfriend, he knitted a scarf for me. He never had knitted before. He just decided he wanted to create something himself. And he did. And of course, the scarf is not perfectly knitted. But for me, it was just great. And until today, even though we're not together anymore, I really love this scarf. Because it was made with love. And it was just a perfect gift. Now, I could go on and on about the greatest gifts I got. Because I am very lucky. Because I got a lot of amazing gifts in my life, and my mom is just awesome at making great gifts. Like, she is the queen, and sometimes I feel bad because I'm not as good as her, and she always, you know, she knows how to surprise me. I'm very easy to surprise, apparently, which the other way around doesn't work at all, because she's super hard to surprise, because she's always figuring out everything in advance, and she asks too many questions, even though she knows that maybe her birthday is to come or something like that. So I'm still not as good as her at this, but at least I have someone to learn from, which is great. Now, of course, it happens that sometimes you don't know a lot about a person and you feel like, how should I get them a gift? Or, you know, you just can't think of anything. But it's not that difficult. Sometimes, you know, you can give funny gifts. They don't have to be super meaningful or big in order to be just something pleasant. For example, I remember a few years back, I was invited to a birthday party, and I didn't know the birthday guy very well yet. Because he was a friend, actually, of a friend of mine. And I remembered that once I went to their flat because they lived together, and I noticed that this guy had a lot of blue things, like everything was blue. And he wasn't really aware of this. But anyhow, I just decided I would collect a few blue things, you know, things that he would just use in everyday life, like a blue eraser, blue post-its, a blue pen, and I added a Smurf, you know, for the gag factor, because they're blue, and he actually really liked it, and he laughed, and it was just, you know, it was a nice gesture. Nothing of great value, but something he could use, and it showed that I paid some attention to the little that I knew about him, or that I could find out about him until then. And I think it's these little things, you know, you just have to be attentive and look at the three things you might know about that person. And in most cases, you will come up with something nice and personal. Now, my ex-boyfriend, the one who knitted this wonderful scarf for me, had or still has a very different approach to giving gifts than I do. Because he does also keep his eyes wide open during the year for anything that would call his attention for a certain person he knows, but he would just give it right away to that person. So for him, giving gifts is just something that he would do during the year without any special occasion. And it might as well happen that for Christmas, he wouldn't have like this crazy great gift, but he would just give them right away during the year, which at the beginning was weird for me, but I found it super beautiful, and it was, you know, something that I learned from him, and that made me change my perspective on the gift giving, that it doesn't have to be connected with a certain date or a certain occasion. And I really enjoyed this approach of his because he really gave amazing gifts, and I got them throughout the year, and it was just always very, very nice. Anyway, I am super excited about the gift wrapping event that I'm gonna have in a few days. I will just sit down for an entire evening and try to make these gifts look nice and beautiful. And I really hope you will do so too, because if you give it a great thought, you will definitely come up with something very nice and personal. And even if it's something little, it can, you know, it can just be special. And I don't know anyone who really doesn't like getting gifts. I think it's just something nice. It's just, you know, a way of showing that you care. Of course, not the only way, but anyhow, for Christmas, I think unwrapping gifts is just on the agenda, you know? It's this event, it's this activity of unwrapping gifts. In my family, we give a lot of little things too, like socks or, I don't know, tissues with a certain pattern, just so we can unwrap gifts. And for anyone who doesn't want to waste the paper, you know, the wrapping paper, we reuse the paper like forever, actually. I think we always cut off the parts that we can't use anymore because the duct tape doesn't go off anymore. So we will just cut these pieces off and we will reuse everything we can for years and years over and over again. So yeah, we just have to be careful when unwrapping our presents so we don't, you know, tear everything apart. So that was it. I hope you enjoyed my very excited approach of giving gifts and you could take something away from it. I assure you, even if your gift is a simple Christmas card, it's always worth it and people are always happy to get something like that. So make sure you make someone happy this year, especially because it has been a very difficult year and you know, these little gestures make everything a little easier, a little nicer, and the world a little better, I think. Now I wish you a wonderful, wonderful Christmas time already. This was the last episode of this season, so I will take a break. I hope you will enjoy December and find a good end to this very weird and confusing year. I thank you so much for listening and for your support. Please stay healthy, stay safe, and get well into the new year. Goodbye!